go ahead.
How much more of a jump of a step and attitude change do you see coming off of bye week when these guys?
You can see that they're really fresh mentally more than anything, you know, just getting away from football for a little bit. So a lot of enthusiasm out here today, guys bouncing around, and we'll get back in our routine on Wednesday. So, but very fresh, you could tell.
Good to see Derek Wolf out there today.
Yeah, he and Akeem practiced full. Both looked good. Moving around pretty good.
Can you give us a general sense for what your evaluation ended up telling you at this point?
Well, I wouldn't get into it too heavy. What you're trying to do, you're obviously trying to evaluate schematically what you're doing, what's going on, but then you're trying to evaluate who's doing it and how they're doing it, and so be able to present to your players, this is what we see, this is what we got to improve upon, this is some changes we're going to make when you come back. So that's the way we tried to leave them, you know, when we left them for the week before we gave them the break. So, during the season, you're going, and you're trying to keep up with that on a weekly basis, but it gives you a chance to actually stop and hopefully do a little better job for heading into the last 6 weeks, really isolating on the things that you want to be doing and be doing better.
If David had told you in August you'd be 7-3 at this point with where it sits, would you take that? Is this kind of a six-game winner take?
I think I said, Troy, I look at it, I think we could be better, and probably could have had a few balls bounce against us and could be worse. So, we're right there in our division. Oakland obviously playing tonight, but a lot of good teams in our division, a lot of wins in our division. As you look around this league right now, it's going to be so competitive these last six weeks because a lot of football teams in the races, and we all play each other. So, it'll come down to how we play. That's what I tell the guys. It won't come down to anything else. It'll come down to how we play, so we'll try to stay focused on that.
Last time we talked before the break, you talked about Ty playing more. Mm-hmm. Have you decided if he's going to be the right tackle going forward?
We'll see. He and Donald are both going to play. I kind of look at the situation, and basically we've told them whoever plays the best is going to stay in there, but they're going to both play. We got to improve up front, not just at that spot, but we need more consistency at that spot. So we'll see what happens. But right now we'll just work them all week. We'll make a decision to end the week.
Do you feel like you might use seven guys?
I think we could, Jeff, as we look at ourselves. And when we have spot played some guys, we played a little bit more consistent, so you might see that from us going into the weekend. But it still gets down to suiting seven guys. That's the biggest thing. So we'll see. But some of the issues we were working through in week three and four and having to spot play some guys, they did a good job. So we've taken a hard look at that.
Can Andy play without a cast? Or was that
He's back, and he's normal today without it, catching the ball well. So that's a positive, too, moving forward.
How's Trevor feeling after?
He's good. It was a break, did him some good, threw the ball really well today, took all his reps. So, I just think it was good for everybody, but obviously he was a little beat up and got an injection before we took the break, so he looked like himself today.
Historically, teams are better in that week after the bye than the average. From your experience, is it the rest? Is it the self-scouting? What do you think?
Well, I would think it's probably a little bit of everything, anytime you play 10 weeks in a row in this business, you're going to be beat up. You're going to have things going on with your team. It's kind of a chance to regroup your football team. We're at full strength at practice today for the first time probably in 10 weeks, so other than Matt not being out here. So, that's a good thing, and you could just tell. We were competitive. We weren't trying to rest 10 guys and get through a Wednesday or a Thursday practice. We were back at a competitive situation. So hopefully we can stay healthy and stay that way the last 6 weeks.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Have a good day.